You're tuned to KRWG 90.7. I'm Leora Zeitlin. I'm delighted to welcome into our studios Ray Backlund, who's the director of the Kinesiology and Dance Department here at New Mexico State University, and Paco Antonio, who's a faculty member and also the choreographer and director of the Sol y Arena Flamenco Ensemble and the dance sport teams for both of you, I guess. And next weekend, the weekend of April 26th and 7th, we've got some performances, Rhythm Nights, with the dance ensembles. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. Let's start with Ray Backlund here. I've never had you on before.
No.
And the first thing I want to ask you is, you have a degree in counseling education. And
yes.
You're a dancer. Tell us the connection.
That's a long story, but in short, I've been teaching for about 35 years in dance sport, and I've had a great career in dance sport. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to go back to school and kind of change our lives again. So she got her bachelor's degree, and then we both got our master's and PhDs in clinical mental health counseling and counselor education and supervision. And we've both been kind of interested in that in our lives. So I thought we would take a diversion in our career, and all of a sudden this job came up and I'm back in dance. And so I got that degree, and I'm excited to have that degree. I love that degree, and it does help me teach and help students, motivate students to move and to do other things and to have relationship in their dance. And so I think it's a great connection to dance and partnering and that kind of thing, which is all dance sport is.
And were you teaching for those many years here at New Mexico State, or somewhere else?
No, I've been teaching a lot of different areas. I was in Florida. I've been in Utah and Idaho. I've taught around the country. So it's been quite a career, moving from place to place. But it's been a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed that career.
And, backing up to what you just said about relationship and partnering, and I just love that as a kind of metaphor for dance as a metaphor for relationships and mental processes and emotional processes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's part of what I would really like to do some research in, and that's what my wife and I both are looking to do research using the skills of lead and follow in dance sport as a technique to work with couples and have them learn how to work together and make it work in a way that works for both of them.
Hmm.
And we're working on that technique right now.
Huh. And how did you get involved in dance?
Somebody just said, oh, we need some guys on this team. Do you want to try out? And so I did, and had been dancing ever since. So It was just kind of one of those things that just happened.
Wow, that's a great way to start dancing. And I'm sure that happens here, too, because
yes.
There's always more females than males in almost any dance ensemble.
We're
so
always looking for guys.
Uh-huh.
So,
and it's very athletic, as well as dance.
It's very athletic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's bring Paco Antonio into this conversation. So next week, we've got the dance sport teams. I know your teams have brought home awards from national competitions numerous
yes.
times.
Mm-hmm.
And also flamenco. So Paco, tell us about the Rhythm Nights concert.
Well, what are you really going to see?
Concerts.
Concerts, yes. What you're really going to see is a cross-section of the forms from flamenco that pretty much comprehensive. It's going to be, there's very flamenco, which is kind of earthy, gypsy, if you will, and then there's classical Spanish, which has kind of sometimes folk and sometimes more like ballet. And so you get to see them use accessories, which are the shawls and then the castanets a lot, and then costuming. And from a very kind of exciting, joyful expression to sometimes sadness, you know, because it's really the history of the flamenco people.
So, yeah, which is...
And you're going to see it.
Yeah, of course.
The complete cross section of those forms.
I should say, Paco Antonio, and we'll link a previous interview with you to this one. Has been doing flamenco dancing for a long time with some top groups, and you also sort of started, somebody introduced you to it, and that was it. This was your passion.
That's correct. I was a wrestler. They turned into a dancer. Went to college on a wrestling scholarship and fortunately discovered dance immediately because I was, I'm not saying anything about competition because ballroom mm-hmm. is different, but when you're wrestling, they really want you to crush someone, and I was tired of that, and so I really liked just the interactive body and art, you know, that was such a different evolution.
So when you're putting together a concert, as we're going to see next week, how do you start? Like, how do you decide, oh, let's use this music, let's do this, I think the program is leaning too heavily towards this, how do we add this in? Like, what's the process?
Well, from our side, kind of see the pieces he's doing. And so I realize, okay, we've got this swing going like this, you know, from kind of intimate relationship thing going on, and where they're crazy doing disco, and then we try to do the same thing.
Because the dance sport team is like ballroom dancing and various.
There's quite a variety.
Exactly.
We're doing a lot of Latin type dances, which are really kind of fun and exciting, and the disco, but also waltzes and Viennese waltzes, which are very smooth and more emotional. And so we have quite a variety of numbers.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing you say that because that's kind of what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start thinking about it, you have the pendulum swing from really left-sided to right-sided and that kind of thing there, where it can be deep to your heart and also exchanging and sharing joy. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's talking about too.
So when you've been doing this for both of you for many, many years.
Yes,
so
yes.
So I guess what I'm trying to understand, it's like, do you hear a piece of music and think, I want to do a dance to that piece of music, or wait, we need a waltz here, and do you ever, bring back something that you did years ago? Do you have that choreography written down somewhere? I'm just wondering how, with musicians, let's play so-and-so, and they come up with a composer, and I'm trying to get... Where does it all start? You want to go?
Yeah, I go. Flamenco comes from a different place because really the first thing, so there's a triangle of cante, baile, toque. So it's the song, the dance, and then the guitar. And so for me, more often than not, although we used to have only live guitars and singers. Mm-hmm. And so almost always the first thing that draws me in is the voice. And I'm sure it's probably different or could be the same, because I hear some of the stuff you're listening to. Our offices are right next to each other.
So you'll hear something. You're listening to music and you think, I want to do a dance to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our students haven't done this one yet.
Okay.
This feeling yet.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm very similar. I look at a variety of music and I like a big variety. I don't like to see the same thing over and over. I don't personally. So I look for songs that say something to me, and that's kind of what I use, whether it's dramatic or very soft or sad, some kind of drama. So you go from tango to a waltz or Viennese waltz, or I even have a paso doble, which is very similar to the flamenco type mm-hmm. dances. So we go from one extreme to the other, and I think it makes a really good show.
This is for credit. These students are serious students who are learning to be dancers.
Correct.
And are you starting to work towards the concert right from the beginning of the semester?
The previous year.
Oh, the previous year. Okay.
I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It really kind of goes on from year to year. And we'll use a piece, two or three years probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've only been here a couple of years now, so I've been kind of creating more and more pieces. So I haven't been using stuff that I've used in the past. This is all pretty new, but eventually, like if I do a competition piece, usually you keep a competition piece for two or three years, and then you change and go into another one. So,
How do you recruit your students? Do you have to recruit?
Do we ever
have to recruit, and we are always looking for new students, and I think people don't really realize what we have here. We have a great program and lots of different opportunities, and so we're just trying to get the word out and showing people, and once they get involved, they really love it, and I think especially the men. You get the men involved, and it's hard to get them involved. But once you do, they almost take it stronger than the ladies do take to it. You know, and they just really
very
love
often.
It. So
yeah, we also have high school day where we bring high school kids in from in yeah. town and then from El Paso a lot, and then we have the whole state really the area.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so those are important to us. We also are spreading our auditions for our ensembles a little bit better, and they can go out to NMSU students, they can go to Doña Ana, it can be dual credit for high school kids like that, and recognize this can be pretty much anything you want it to be. You know, if you want to make this your life or you want to make this social or that kind of a thing. But hopefully more and more are going to see what we're trying to do and discover it can be so inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I mean, there's been ballroom dancing never went away, but there's been such a surge of interest in the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years?
Yes.
How do you account for it? Or
I think part of it is Dancing with the Stars
mm-hmm.
came
uh-huh.
up,
mm-hmm.
and it's been so out in the public eye that people are becoming much more familiar with it, and now it's kind of that fun thing to go out and watch and maybe even become part of. It's becoming a little bit more acceptable, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, years and years ago, it was kind of the thing to do, the swing, everything
right.
else in that era. It was kind of the thing to do, and it kind of died out. And then bringing this Dancing with the Stars in really made a big change in it, and it's becoming really in the public eye all the time now and becoming part of the culture again.
Yeah.
So I think that's important.
I bet there's a lot more weddings with really fantastic dancers on the
yes,
on the dance floor from all the interest. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I was even the other day, social media, what a surprise. Facebook has so much dance on it and people sending us because we have all of our ensembles on there. And somebody was showing me a wedding in Spain that had ballroom and flamenco.
Oh,
and I was
perfect.
Like, are you joking? It's fantastic.
Yeah, there
yeah.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just repeat the concerts, and I'll do it again at the end. Sol y Arena and the dance sport teams from New Mexico State University on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night of next week at the Renfro Gym. You both work in the Department of Kinesiology and Dance. Just briefly, tell us what kinesiology is, what that studies.
Biomechanics, exercise science, adaptive PE, many, many things like that. And
I think it's a good fit for us because it's about movement. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the science of movement and how we move and what's the best way to move. So I think it's a good
yeah.
combination for dance
mm-hmm.
To be a part of. And so, you know, it's a great fit here.
So you must get athletes taking classes then also in kinesiology, and it seems like that would also lead maybe to physical therapy careers and things like that.
Potentially.
It is
yeah.
true.
Because
yeah. we have athletic training in kinesiology.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and they're actually stepping up another one. They're going for a master's.
In kinesiology?
Well,
in athletic training.
Training.
In athletic training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they already have all the way to a PhD in kinesiology. So, yeah, it's growing, and we're hoping to be part of the flight.
How many students will be part of the performances next week?
We have 8. You probably have a lot more than us.
We probably have around 20 students that will be part of that.
And just Renfro Gym. I've been in it, but many people won't. Tell us a little bit about
actually,
Renfro Gym.
Actually, we have to call it Renfro Hall.
Renfro Hall. Excuse me. It used to be a gym, and then it was
yes.
renovated.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's,
okay.
It's a fancy gym now, which is more hall-like.
Okay.
Right across the street from O'Donnell Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great facility, and come and enjoy it. We welcome you, and we want you to be part of the program, and really get out and enjoy this and give the students the support they need because they really are working hard and we've worked hard to get this together and they're excited about it.
And Liora, if you want to put a 2-minute piece together to perform for Rhythm Nights, we'll put you in.
You'll put me on stage.
Just let us know where you'd like to be.
All right. That's a goal to work towards. Thank you so much for coming in, Paco Antonio and Ray Backlund from the Kinesiology and Dance Program. The concert's again Friday, next Friday night, April 27th,
6th? 6th and 7th.
April 26th and 7th, 7:30.
Yes.
And Saturday afternoon, 2:30, and then again at 7:30. That's a lot for those dancers to do two performances in a day. But I guess they got to be professional.
They're young.
They're young. They're great.
This is the time.
This is the time. Rhythm Nights.
Rhythm Nights.
Looking forward to it, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Lara.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.